This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The inflation report we got this morning, PCE by name, of course, was chock-a-block with interesting details. Among them, the main drivers of inflation in both goods and services. Taking up space in both categories? Healthcare. Hospitals and nursing homes on the services side, prescription drugs on the goods side. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams spent some time today talking to people about healthcare and inflation and healthcare inflation in this economy.
When it comes to healthcare, the PCE doesn't just track what you're paying at the doctor's office or the pharmacy.
So the PCE is actually showing the total that both consumers pay out of their wallet, but also what their health plan is paying.
Krutika Amin is a policy expert at the nonprofit health research organization, KFF, and says there is a lag in this data, but it does show what a significant role healthcare plays in the rising cost of living.
This year, healthcare made up about 18% of the U.S. economy. By the end of the decade, healthcare is expected to make up about a fifth of the U.S. economy.
A big part of those rising costs is demographics. Katie Smith Sloan is president and CEO of Leading Age, which represents nonprofits that provide aging services. She says while we have better treatments for things like Parkinson's and dementia,
people are also living longer with those diseases. And therefore, the kind of care that they need is intensive, it's very personal, and it's delivered over a long period of time.
And getting more expensive over time. Despite all that, healthcare inflation over the past year or so has been rising more slowly than the rest of the economy, says Leighton Koo, who directs George Washington University's Center for Health Policy Research.
But we expect that to sort of revert back to normal patterns over the next couple of years.
The normal pattern being healthcare costs rising faster than everything else. He says in the future,
we expect that healthcare prices overall will be rising a little more than 4% per year. And we hope that overall inflation for other goods goes back down below that level. But of course, you know, it's an uncertain world.
And with wars, volatile energy prices, and climate change, that uncertainty isn't limited to what's happening with drug or hospital list prices. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.